The 61st session of the UN Commission on Human Rights is taking place at Geneva between the 14th of March and the 22nd of April, 2005.
The Commission on Human Rights procedures and mechanisms are mandated to examine, monitor, and publicly report either on human rights situations in specific countries or territories, known as country mechanisms or mandates, or on major phenomena of human rights violations worldwide, known as thematic mechanisms or mandates.
The main themes addressed by the Commission are the right to self-determination, racism, the right to development, the question of the violation of human rights in the occupied Arab territories, including Palestine, the question of the violation of human rights and fundamental freedoms in any part of the world, economic, social, and cultural rights, civil and political rights, including the questions of torture and detention, disappearances and summary executions, freedom of expression, the independence of the judiciary, impunity, and religious intolerance.
The human rights of women, children, migrant workers, minorities, and displaced persons, indigenous issues, the promotion and protection of human rights, including the work of the subcommission, treaty bodies, and national institutions, and advisory services and technical cooperation in the field of human rights. The International Rehabilitation Council for Torture Victims has submitted to the 61st session of the Human Rights Commission a written statement on torture.
The International Rehabilitation Council for Torture Victims, or IRCT, is an independent international health professional organization which promotes and supports the rehabilitation of torture victims and works for the prevention of torture worldwide.
This organization collaborates with nearly 200 medical rehabilitation centers spread throughout the world, committed to eradicate the practice of torture and to assist the victims and their families.
Said statement reads as follows. The IRCT would like to bring to the attention of the Commission the following issues. The IRCT remains very concerned about a trend to erode the universal prohibition of using torture and ill treatment when it comes to national security matters.
The attempt to narrow the definition of torture in the context of national or international security might lead us to a scenario where the rule of law principles are replaced by an arbitrary application of laws. The damage to the human rights situation would be irreparable given the global dimension of terrorism and the fight against terrorism.
Furthermore, the international community begins to consider one cause more legitimate than others, to the extent that it justifies the narrowing of the definition of torture, it will only invite other countries to legitimate theirs. This will mean a derogation of the human rights instruments and an increased disrespect for international law. We strongly believe that this would lead to an increasing use of torture.
This again would imply that the international community would have failed to eradicate torture, which should be one of its main objectives.
The IRCT noted with dismay that a number of countries with a long tradition of leading the fight against torture are authorizing unlawful interrogation methods. We have further noticed that information obtained by unlawful methods has been admitted into legal procedures as evidence.
Article 15 of the Convention Against Torture establishes that no statement which is obtained under torture shall be used in other proceedings than as evidence against the person accused of torture.
Moreover, the IRCT reminds states that the prohibition on torture is absolute and non-derogable. Through our years of experience in rehabilitating torture victims, we are in the position to affirm that torture is a dreadful weapon of destruction. It destroys the individual personality, and secondly, the will of the community from which individuals are subjected to torture. It is also proved that if evidence obtained under torture and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment is accepted, this will serve as an incentive to torture.
Therefore, we urge all countries to establish appropriate legislative and judicial measures to reject evidence and information obtained under torture and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment. We wish to remind the governments that condoning torture is per se a violation of the prohibition of torture and a serious violation of human rights. We wish to recall further that states have an obligation to initiate prompt and impartial investigations and bring to justice the responsible persons.
States need to bring to justice not only the perpetrators with low ranks, but in particular, those who are responsible for ordering, consenting, and condoning the use of torture and other cruel and inhuman degrading treatment. The principle of command liability is well established in conventional and customary law.
We have learned the importance of ensuring that victims have access to justice. In the healing process, it is vital that victims obtain the right to justice and reparation, as well as the right to know the truth and to be acknowledged on what happened to them or to their relatives.
However, we believe that bringing torturers to justice is deterrence and that it is therefore necessary in order to prevent torture. It is in this respect we believe that documenting and gathering information while rehabilitating victims is of the utmost importance.
The United Nations has endorsed the Istanbul Protocol, which provides guidelines for health and legal experts on documenting torture and producing judicial evidence.
We urge all states to facilitate the implementation of this document. At the IRCT, we are convinced that bringing together the expertise of health and legal professionals to document torture and ill treatment can produce very good results with respect to producing judicial evidence in court. In this light, the IRCT is now close to completion of its trial project to implement the Istanbul Protocol on the documentation of torture in 5 countries.
We hope this will be of the greatest help to support trials against torture perpetrators, especially those that hold the overall responsibility for torture and ill treatment. In conclusion, we strongly believe that the broad implementation of the Istanbul Protocol will be instrumental to end impunity.
The IRCT would like to stress that the right to receive adequate redress, including rehabilitation and compensation, is a fundamental right of victims of crime and abuse of power.
The International Court of Justice established that it is a principle of international law and that it involves an obligation to make reparation in an adequate form. In its Article 14, the Convention establishes the obligation for states to ensure in its legal system enforceable mechanisms to enable victims to obtain fair compensation and rehabilitation.
Although it is accepted that it is not possible to wipe out the effects of torture and massive violation of human rights from victims' lives, reparations play a critical role, especially in societies which have been torn apart by widespread violations of human rights. Through our rehabilitation centers, we have gathered extensive knowledge about torture, its causes and effects, not only on individuals, but on societies as a whole.
We strongly believe that combating torture should include the strongest policies on prevention on the one hand and the firmest commitment to victims' rehabilitation and redress on the other, the two aspects being interdependent.
As already mentioned, 20 years' experience in treating and assisting torture victims has given the IRCT a broad knowledge about the devastating effects that torture has on the victims, breaking their personality forever.
Moreover, through the victims' families and communities, the society in general is affected by the lack of security and rule of law. We have learned that the victim loses his or her capacity to make choices and that the community becomes less able to participate in social developments, paralyzing daily life and the normal functioning of society. Therefore, it is crucial to rehabilitate torture victims as a precondition for democratic development.
We wish to stress that without this precondition, young democracies could fail their first fragile steps, thereby turning into a disappointing experience for those that have longed for freedom for so long.
The IRCT has learned with disappointment that some traditional donor countries have decreased their contribution to the fund. We also welcome some new donor countries. We would like to stress the importance of the fund contributing to rehabilitate torture victims and to prevent torture worldwide.
The fund is facing new challenges and realities. In this light, changes to adjust the fund to new project requests should be made. We have been informed that changes in the lines of the recommendations made by the Office of Internal Oversight Services, OIOS, in its report of September 2005, have started to be implemented.
Without the resources of the fund, very valuable projects to rehabilitate victims would not be possible. The IRCT urges states to make contributions to the fund to show their commitment to fight torture.
For further information on impunity, you may visit Equipo Nizcor's specialized webpage.
This information has been provided by the International Rehabilitation Council for Torture Victims.
This program has been produced by Radio Nizcor with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on March 29, 2005.